Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling on another week's news and another unofficial Eurovision podcast. Yes, hello everybody. Welcome once again to the weekly roundup of everything that's happening in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Eyes are now set on the prize of an appearance at May in Dusseldorf for all the artists and performers around Europe, apart from possibly those in Switzerland where there's only Anna looking and the ones for there. There are still 40 countries to make their full decision. No, there's 39. Because Slovakia have changed their minds yet again. They are not going to be going this year, so it's only going to be 42 countries representing themselves at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Three of them have already chosen. Over the next 2 months or so, the rest of them are all going to be chosen. The deadline is March, mid-March, and you have to have your song, your performer and everything chosen by then. So, what's been happening and what's progress been happening on that sort of decision points this week? Well, France confirmed they're going for an internal selection. There's a new head of TV there over at TV France, and they're not going to have enough time to prep a show that can go out to the public and help choose it, although they're reiterating that it is their desire to do such a show next year in 2012 for their selection. France, of course, being one of the big, well, it's big five now that we have Italy countries. So they will obviously be going straight through to the grand final, but they're going to make, sounds like they're getting ready to make a good push for it next year. Let's see who they choose this year. Switzerland, as I said, there are one of those three countries that have already chosen a song. In Love for Well has had a slight reworking again and made an appearance live over the weekend, and we will continue to polish that as they get closer and closer to the contest. Although you have to submit your song and your artist in that mid-March period, you don't have to submit the very final version. You can go on tweaking it as long as you like, as long as it stays the one that you've nominated. People who won't be going, Nicola Barclay, the Scottish primary school teacher who did get through to the Azerbaijani national final thanks to a hitherto unknown wildcard. Well, that's when Azerbaijan added in a semi-final. They left her with just a week to prepare the four songs after she came back from her skiing holiday, in which she hurt her voice in any case. So she'd withdrawn. They're going to be nine in the semi-final stage of the Azerbaijan national final. It's the second semi-final stage, obviously learning from the Ukraine. Five of them will go through to the televised final, even though that is 100% jury pick. Ireland have got a familiar name back in the running. Nikki Kavanagh is the third person to be named as one of the five who are going to be going for Eurosong, joining Jedward and the Vard sisters in Ireland's national final. Ireland, you know, to be honest, they're doing an Iceland here. She was the backing singer last year for her cousin, Niamh Kavanagh. So she's already had the experience. It's a trick Iceland have used for the last two or three years. Have someone from the backing singer do the song next. It's not like promotion at football. So we will see how well she does there and if she can vanquish Jedward. A lot of people would probably thank her for that. Melody Festivalen, the voting's come out and there's been a slight change in the rules. This is an interesting one. Although they still have 11 juries and a public vote doing 50% and 50%, those 11 juries are now all going to be an international jury. Previously in last year, it was six who I think were national juries inside Sweden and five external in the national circuit. And then what happened was the votes for the public were acting to get 12 points times 11 to equal 11 juries, 10 times 11 points, 8. So you get 132 is a maximum 110 for the next one. Now they're going to be allocated on a percentage basis. So if you get 20.1% of the vote, you'll get that 132 points. If you get something like 18%, then you'll get proportionally less. What this means is unless the public have a runaway favourite, there's a slight bias now back towards the power of the judges. It's backed up by lots of statistics. Just trust us in this one. If the result is close in Sweden this year, the judges have a bit more power. Given that they didn't get out the semi-finals because they didn't get through a jury vote, and it was the jury that lost Anna Bergenthal that place, that's quite an interesting tiny, tiny tweak. Just enough to make it a little bit more towards the jury favourite. And of course, they're all international this year. Cunning. Spain have announced 24 names to hit their national final. No sign of wild cards going through there. Malta have also announced their 24. I mean, those contests are almost going to be almost as long as Eurovision itself, which has got 25 countries this year. Iceland have posted 5 of the 10 songs in the national final. Absolutely nothing stands out in the first 5, I'll be perfectly honest. Norway have posted 30-second clips of the first final that they have. If I remember correctly, they're having three, I think. So they posted seven songs up there. One stands out. I won't tell you which one. It'd be a little bit unfair there. And Turkey, who of course announced their band are going to be High Fidelity, are going to be singing for them, Yusek Sadakat. They're definitely going to be singing in English. They understand a lot of people aren't quite happy with the decision, but they will do their best to represent Turkey to the best of their abilities, which is nice to hear. They've also said that they're not going to be lifting an album track and putting it through the running. Three new songs, and they've handed them to TRT, a Turkish broadcaster, so the Turkish broadcaster can choose the best one. So that means that they're not lifting from the album. We can. This is from their second album, which was released back in 2008, Katil and Matul. It's a lovely example of what the band sounds like. You know, people have went, oh, they're rock, they're pop, they're... Well, you know what? They are their own band, and they've got this lovely sound. And I remember having to listen to Manga's song a couple of times last year before I really clued into what a good song it was. And I suspect we're going to have the same from Yüksek Sadakat. So this is not their song that they're putting through. This is one of their songs, to give you an idea of what they sound like. It's called Askadurduşka. As with most Turkish songs, I'll have to go away to classes to learn how to pronounce it correctly. I'll have it sorted by May, honestly. But for now, it's Yüksek Sadakat.
Dünya döner bir gün daha, yeryüzünde aşk durdukça. Geçerken inse bile korkma, o hep seninle kaldıkça. Biliyorsun gitmem gerek, yollar bitmez düşünerek. İster sonuç de istersen sebep, çözmem gerek. Belki sana yazarım uğradığım bir şehirden, renkli bir kart atarım Mekke ya da Kudüs'ten. Sonra bir gün çıkarım sen artık dönmez derken, bir şarkı fısıldarım kulağına gün batarken. Dünya döner tek bir yana, doğsun diye gün bir daha. Ben de döndüm tekrar sana, aşk sönmek için yana yana. Dünya döner tek bir yana, doğsun diye gün bir daha. Ben de döndüm tekrar sana, aşk sönmek için yana yana. Şehirden renkli bir kart atarım Mekke ya da Kudüs'ten. Sonra bir gün çıkarım sen artık dönmez derken, bir şarkı fısıldarım kulağına gün batarken. Dünya döner tek bir yana, olsun diye gün bir daha. Ben de döndüm tekrar sana, aşk sönmek için yana yana. Dünya döner tek bir yana, doğsun diye gün bir daha. Ben de döndüm tekrar sana, aşk sönmek için yana yana. Dünya döner tek bir yana, doğsun diye gün bir daha. Ben de döndüm tekrar sana, aşk sönmek için yana yana. Aşk.
high fidelity music there, assuming that high fidelity in your dictionary has a definition of 128 kbps. Yusek Sedak there, they're not going to be singing that song for Turkey. That's Ask Durduka there from their album Katil and Matul. What they come up with will be very interesting, to be honest. It might be probably a little bit faster than that. Anyway, that's your Eurovision Insight podcast for the day. What have we got looking forward? We've got the Finnish semi-final this Friday on January the 14th. The draw from Eurovision of who gets to play in what semi-final will be on January the 17th. That's next Monday, so we'll bring you the news on that in the podcast next week. And of course, we've got the Ultimate Jukebox Jury happening every Friday. Round 5 will be happening in 2 or 3 days' time. Don't forget, we've also managed to post up 100 links to Eurovision sites around the internet back on the website, www.escinsight.com. And you'll find us on Twitter and Facebook as well. For now, one thing to say is quite simply, cue the guitars.